In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is risen.
Truly.
Takes a lot of courage to say that today. Think about it. Probably for 2,000 years it's taken a lot of courage. We proclaim a gospel message that God has redeemed us, and that He's raised up Jesus from the dead. Death is slain. The tombs are empty, and death is no more. Christ is victorious over death. God won the battle. That was the last enemy that had to be conquered. And by coming and dying for us on the cross, there's no more death. It's a hard message, and it takes courage, because if we live in the world, we do, it doesn't always seem like it. You know, we still have to experience suffering and pain and death. We know death is not unto the end, though. We have to experience wickedness. We have to experience unbelief. And today's gospel and the whole spirit of this Sunday after Pascha is about belief. You know, it takes courage to believe, we might say. It takes courage and trust in God to believe. You might wonder, what does that really mean? What does it mean to believe? The Apostle Thomas doubted. And you know what the church calls his doubt? Come on in. Come on in. The church calls his doubt beautiful of all things. Oh, the delicacy of the beautiful unbelief of Thomas. We heard that at Vespers last night. That's kind of the thing that makes you scratch your head and say, what? How is doubt beautiful? But this is the way God thinks, and this is the way our church teaches us to understand. Thomas's doubt brought about belief, and it brought about a beautiful confession of Jesus, not only as risen from the dead, but as the Lord and the God of Thomas. That's what that is that he says. My Lord and my God. But Thomas had a moment where he said, unless I see it, I won't believe it. So we could be like that, getting along in our life, suffering through, hearing about all sorts of horrible things in the world. People don't believe, people are wicked to one another, there's torture, murder, kidnapping, all sorts of terrible things done. We might say, I don't believe that there's God and He loves us. I don't believe that Christ came and destroyed all this, because we're still dealing with it. But beloved, our faith is so that everything about what we profess, we have to believe. You know, we don't have anything else to go on, in other words. The world shows us a different picture. But the apostles told us, through their writings, through our tradition, that they encountered Jesus, that they spoke with Him. They had a meal with Him. The Gospel of John today finishes that conclusion of that's chapter 20. And it tells us, I love it because it tells us specifically why this is written, right? Jesus did many other things, it says. Actually, that's the ending of chapter 21. I'm jumping ahead of myself. It says, Jesus came and He revealed Himself to Thomas, and Thomas felt the print of the nails and put His hand in His side, and he became a believer. Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. You know. But the Gospel of John tells us that Jesus did many things in the presence of His disciples, and were every one of them written down, all the books in the world couldn't contain the information. So this gospel is not a record of everything Jesus ever said and did. It's something that's written for a specific purpose, and it tells us what the purpose is. This is written so that you might believe, first of all. It's two things. You might believe, and that by believing, you might have life in Him, in His name. So God wants us to believe. That's the message. And we might ask ourselves, what does it take to believe? If intellect and ration and a worldly mind shows us otherwise, you know, We might lose our faith if we think too much, if we try to reason. But our faith is revealed to what? It's revealed to the pure. It's revealed to the children, right? Out of the mouths of babes and infants, that psalm says. And in the Beatitudes, it does not say, blessed are the smart, the intelligent, you know, the inquiring, those who figure things out. No, blessed are the pure in heart. Those are the ones who see God. Those are the ones who can see this and to whom it is revealed. Remember Peter the Apostle? When he confessed Jesus was amazed and he said, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father in heaven. See, so it's a different kind of a revelation, beloved. And we want to think about that today because that's what our faith is about. It's based on a different kind of revelation. It's based on purity of heart. It's based on being taught by a tradition, an apostolic tradition. And it's based on, we say, what is belief? What does it take to believe? How can we believe? If it's not the mind, it's the heart, right? Belief can mean many things. It means we trust. But most specifically, with this kind of belief, it means you put everything in God's hands, right? You put your life, your precious life, your whole being and everything you're about in God's hands. Not in the hands of the world or in any other idol, any other man-made thing, but God's. And when that happens, Jesus rises from the dead, right? When that happens, Peter, the apostle's shadow, is able to heal people who are sick. See, we heard that in the epistle today. All kinds of miraculous things. This is our faith, and we want to encourage you to believe and to persevere in it. We passed Holy Pascha. We're still in the season. Someone said, well, Pascha's over. No, we celebrate for 40 days and we proclaim Christ is risen. It's a bold proclamation. You know, it's bold, it takes courage, it takes faith, it takes having seen something. In Jerusalem every year, they see light, just like we see light here. If you ever come to the Pascha service at midnight, the priest comes out with light. In Jerusalem, for 2,000 years, at the site of Christ's sepulchre, the patriarch will go in there with nothing, and it'll come out with light. And every year, miraculously, his candle's lit. Did you know that? It's amazing. You know, this is a very little-known miracle, but it happens every year, and it's the faith of the church. How could a man rise from the dead? No one's ever heard of that. It's never happened, right, in our experience. How can light be produced from nothing? How can fire come out from a cave that has nothing on the day of our Lord's resurrection? So the patriarch brings that holy fire out, and sometimes it says it just flies, and it lights everything that needs to be lit, and the people's candles are lit instantaneously. What we do here is kind of mimicking that, that holy fire that comes out of the Christ sepulchre. But there's an example. Are we crazy? Or do we just have the promises of God who says, this is given to you so that you may believe, and so that, believing, you might be saved. See, God loves us so much, and He cares about us. He wants us to hear this. He wants us not to despair. He wants us not to doubt. Right? What did Jesus tell Thomas? Do not be doubting, but be believing. He was kind of nice to him, too. You know, He showed him His hands and His side. Thomas was given that little extra something that he needed. And all of us need that from time to time. But our Lord says you're blessed if not seeing at all, you believe. So today is a special day for the church. 8 days or so after the resurrection, this doubt comes in. And it's a beautiful doubt, the church tells us. A beautiful doubt because by it we have this spark of faith, this miraculous epiphany. My Lord and my God, this is Jesus, risen from the dead. You know, all of our hope, beloved, is in Him. All of our faith, Our whole life is in God's hands. Remember that. We're not in control of much. We get along in this life and we persevere, we pray, we're faithful, we're kind, and we're merciful. That's about it. We don't control anything or devise anything. If we're true, we follow the Lord and we put everything in His hands. So we ask for Thomas's prayers today. I think I've mentioned this before, but on the feast of the Dormition of the Theotokos, there's a tradition that Thomas wasn't present there. You know, if you look at the icon, it's got a lot of apostles surrounding the Theotokos and Jesus. And one of the traditions says all the apostles were called from wherever they were in the world preaching the gospel to be there for the Theotokos, right? But Thomas missed it. He wasn't there. And so we sometimes say, wow, what happened? You know, was the Lord punishing him? Or trying to show him something? The Lord was giving him an opportunity to believe, I believe. Because he needed to see Jesus' prints, the prints of the nails, and needed to feel his side and see him in the flesh to believe that God had raised him up from the dead. But with the Theotokos, he had to believe with his heart, the way that we're all blessed if we do. So there's kind of a little, a beautiful ending to that story too, with Thomas missing the Theotokos and her lords at her death. He had to believe from the heart, like all of us do, right? We haven't seen the Lord or touched Him or placed our fingers in His hands or in His side. Yet we believe because God has shown us this. So persevere in our belief. Have faith. Have courage. Not in ourselves. Not in the world. Not in any kind of wisdom or intellect. But the courage and the wisdom that come from the heart. From the pure heart. May God continue to show us the light of His resurrection, and may our faith bear fruit for Him. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.